what I'm amazed at is when you touch him during the normal part of the game, they call fouls on Ryan's foul. Didn't get that whole no foul call thing, but great effort by guys again. You know, they're not giving up. Guys are fighting. We just can't get over the hump, and so we just got to keep going and keep fighting and trying to do it. I'm proud of them. They're playing so freaking hard. I want to just try to squeeze a win out for them so they can relax. Ellen Ray's been playing terrific for us. You know, when he comes on the floor, he not only just makes shots, he only made two, but he's so good at trapping and moving around the floor that it helps us as well. So I was really happy with that. And then that opened up the questions.
Tough part too, because you got a team like San Antonio, they're so deep. I mean, I think it was 21-0 off the bench in the first.
Yeah, and you know, I told our guys in the first quarter they came out, fired up, us, executed offensively. We went in the second quarter. We went on a 6-minute stretch where we never ran a set. We walked the ball up the floor. You know, it's the only time I've been upset a lot, but I really got on Rajon because he's the fastest guy in the gym, or maybe one of them since Parker was in the gym as well. And if you walk the ball up the floor and start your offense with 12 or 10 seconds against the San Antonio Spurs, the likelihood of you getting a shot is not very good. And that's something we had talked about. He just kept walking it up the floor. And, you know, he was trying to, he's trying to run the team, you know, and he's doing a very good job of that. But in doing that, you got to get the team in their stuff quicker, you know. And I think, you know, he's still used to that 35 seconds that they have in college. You know, you don't have that in our league. That 24 seconds goes quick. And so he'll learn that. I mean, he'll get that.
What does getting this opportunity to play as an employee for you get this come out?
Well, personally, I would hope we don't have to play against Duncan very often. But it does do a lot for Al, especially on the defensive end. You know, Al thinks he can score on anybody. He did as a rookie. You know, but to score on Duncan with the help that they give is tough to do. But I was more impressed with Al down the stretch. The only way we could get away with going small like we did was we had to put the Al-Duncan matchup. And if that didn't work, then we would have had to take a score off the floor and put, you know, Berg or Big O on to be a defender, which would have hurt us on the other end. So the only way it worked is Al had to guard Duncan, and he had to do a good job. Obviously, we gave him help, but you have to do the initial part of it, and I thought Al did a terrific job.
If I'm recalling correctly, the lineup that came back tonight was the same lineup that sparked your comeback.
Yeah, Washington. Yeah.
What do you like about that? What do you think it is about the character of those guys? It seems that they can be down by 21 points and it doesn't bother them.
Well, I think they've been through things. Simplifying it, Rajon was in college. Ryan Gomes was in college. Delonte was in college. Alan Ray was in college. And they have been through stuff before. You know, and so they have the ability to stay focused and not get down on themselves. You can scramble the game up, and they can rotate and trap by reads easier. And, you know, so I think that's, you know, as crazy as it sounds, I do think they've been through it. They've done those things, and I think it does help them. And they're all shot makers. You know, that's another thing that helps. The key in that stretch is trying to get the ball in Rajon's hands so he can be the distributor. When the other guys, it's in their hands, then they have to distribute to Rajon, and that's not exactly what you want because then they force him to take the shot. You know, so we're starting to figure that out, and Alan Ray's the key to that. He has to keep playing well.
What do you say to young players as the losses pile up? Because until they came to the NBA, they had most of these players never lost at all.
No, I hope not, if they were any good. You just tell them to keep fighting, keep pushing, keep pushing. I told them earlier this wasn't going to be easy when the injuries went down. And I said, we might have to, you know, go through a stretch. But if you keep fighting and keep learning and keep cutting down on the little things, it's going to break your way. Eventually, it will. And then hopefully when it does, it brings another win and another win. You know, I've long believed, and I tell them that we're not teaching them how to play basketball. We're trying to teach them how to win at basketball. And when you have all of them on the floor at the same time, it's a hell of a task. But, you know, by looking at the scores every night, they're closer than they think. You know, but losses hurts us all. You know, every night you come in that locker room, they got their heads down. It's tough. And tomorrow we have to build them up and push them back out there on Wednesday. That's what we're doing. Thank you.
Thank you.